Hey everybody, welcome to the Artcraft Theater Monthly Minute, the first one for 2020. George and Dave sitting back behind the microphone, welcoming you to another fantastic year of events at the Artcraft Theater. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. And you may have noticed we did not record or post one for December. It's kind of a whirlwind around here once the holidays hit. It's the busiest time of the year. I think we estimated we had a little over 40% of our entire yearly audience came through the doors in that last quarter of the year. So our apologies. Next year will be more on top of things, but we just kind of missed it. We also missed the first movie of the year, which we usually do an Elvis film. It was Viva Las Vegas.
And people loved it.
And you probably knew about it. And Margaret, Elvis. So there's not much more to say about that. But we do have a little bit to say about the year in review, 2019, excuse me. It's now 2020.
Wow, you're time traveling already.
Time traveling already. I don't know when it is or what's going on, but 2019 was a great year, that I do know, for the Artcraft Theater, for Franklin Heritage, for Madison Street Salvage. A couple of numbers. We had an all-time new record of 439 members at our height in December. So thank you to everybody who signed up for a new membership in our new member program that we revamped in the past year. Thank you to everybody who's an old member. And if you haven't signed up, please think about that. It helps support the theater, helps support the organization, helps support a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it brought in a lot of things. Like, we were able to continue working on the art craft. We're able to use some of those funds to match a box truck purchase for Madison Street Salvage with some of the funding coming from Johnson County Community Foundation grant. So, I mean, those dollars really do matter.
Yeah, we use them for all sorts of maintenance and unexpected repairs that in a almost 100-year-old building, you can expect there's a lot of stuff that can go wrong, and we're able to keep things running nice and tight for you guys with your memberships. We also had a new record at Madison Street Salvage. We started our Save a Seat campaign, which was restoring and refurbishing all the seats in the theater. It's going to be a while until they're all done, but it's a really good project to get started on. We've got five rows done. I think we've got our sixth row going out probably sometime this week or next week, whenever this posts. And we also restored and sold another house under the original mission of Franklin Heritage. It's preserving and restoring historic architecture around town. And the house at 250 North Water Street was restored, put on the market, and sold to a lovely couple who I believe plan on turning it into a bed and breakfast.
That's right. Yep. They've already started working on it, too. It looks great. They've done a lot of good work ever since they took over from us.
Yeah, and another one of the houses that FHI finished, I don't remember exactly when, was the neighboring house, 248 North Water Street.
Yeah, that was early in our mission, but yeah, that was another one that we did as well.
Yeah, so they're little brother and sister houses out there, so take a walk past them and check them out. And let's see, what else do we have? Madison Street Salvage had a record-breaking year. I may have said that already.
Yep, they got a van donated to them that they were able to use, and then so now we'll have two vehicles that we can use down there. So we've had a lot of activity done at Madison Street Salvage as well. And then at the Artcraft itself, there's so many things that we can talk about, but you don't want to listen to all of them. We'll just give you a couple of highlights, including one of my favorites, and I think George is yours as well. 90 different titles shown at the Artcraft Theater in 2019.
Yeah.
It's a lot of movies compared to our first year of doing 12.
A lot of movies, 12 to 90. And I think, according to my records, and sometimes there's a little plus or minus on this, 60 of those titles were new, fresh to the Artcraft, never before seen, at least under FHI's auspices, at the Artcraft Theater. So bringing you back your old favorites. We're also bringing you stuff people have never seen before or haven't seen for a while. And just the more times that we can show movies, the more different kinds of movies we can show, and just really give you, you know, diverse movies from all across history, from, you know, 20s all the way up till 10 years ago, different kinds of genres, all your favorite actors. But we want to give you just everything that you could possibly want. We're trying to put on the screen for you.
And we also had Heartland here last year as one of their venues. We had a lot of great literary events with Wild Geese Bookshop and Johnson County Public Library. We were also on every major news TV cast this year in one way or other, all positive stories.
Good. That's how I like them to be.
That's even better.
And we had over 51,000 people came to see a movie at the Artcraft. And if you include the rentals, those literary events with the library, with field trips from schools and from Wild Geese Bookshop and all the different stuff. We had over 62,000 patrons through the door in the past year. And that's a new record for us. I felt really good to accomplish that, to be honest.
It was a good year.
So yeah, and we also upgraded the software system, kind of did a big overhaul kind of internally of how all that works, got everything integrated, and that lets us be a lot more streamlined. And if you've had any hiccups, we appreciate you sitting through those. I'll tell you from my end, it's made it a lot easier to do a lot more increased programming, having that kind of that software backing us up. So hopefully you've liked it. I think we've liked it. I've liked it for sure.
I've liked it.
And yeah.
Let's put it to use again, even more in 2020, George.
And in 2020, what do we have up next on the menu for us?
The first one coming up January 10th and 11th, courtesy of our sponsor, Mark Hagen, Spaceballs. Mel Brooks sci-fi adventure farce. It's a hoot.
Yeah, and if you've seen the last movie in the Star Wars saga, Rise of Skywalker, then you're more than ready to come see Spaceballs. Or if you've only seen Star Wars, you're ready to see Spaceballs. Or if you haven't seen anything at all, come and see Spaceballs. It's about guys in space turning into maids and doing various merchandising agreements. And there's a dog, a Mog.
It's a Mog. It's John Candy as a half-man, half-Mog, half-dog. He's a Mog.
Yeah.
And it's parodies all sorts of sci-fi stuff. It's awesome. It's Mel Brooks, who also gave you Young Frankenstein, Blazing Saddles, and one of my favorites, The Producers. No sci-fi is off limits, just like most of his farce movies. Nothing is off limits. So he'll get you on your Star Wars, he'll get you on your Star Trek, sci-fi in general. George, when was the last time you saw this movie?
It's been a long time. It's something that I used to watch a lot as a kid. Mm-hmm. With a lot of Mel Brooks movies, kind of the joy of it is that if you don't like the joke, there'll be another one in about like 5 seconds. So yep. It just comes pretty quick. And he's just always providing just a ton of humor, and it's a good one. It's unlike Blazing Saddles, I think it's a little bit more, not a little bit, it's a lot more kid-friendly, which is nice if you got kids or are in fact a kid listening to this podcast.
I do believe this was the first movie I saw in the theater by myself where my parents dropped me off.
Did you see it here?
No, I did not. I saw it at the defunct theater that's no longer there, but
alas.
I know, but I'll be able to see it here. And I'll probably bring one of my kids. I'm not sure. You know, a lot of things I like about this movie. Not only is it funny, it's got a lot of one-liners. Combing the Desert is one that I bring up way too often.
Yes.
Looking for things in my own house. But something I didn't know is that apparently George Lucas loved this movie. He loved the script so much that he had ILM doing the effects for it. But also said, you can make fun of anything you want to in Star Wars, but please don't do any merchandise. So apparently that's where one of the merchandise gag that runs through the entire movie might have been seated in that moment.
And it's, yeah, like I said, and if you haven't seen any Mel Brooks movies, I think that this is probably the best entry point, especially if you're familiar with kind of like sci-fi stuff. It'll help some of the jokes land better. But it's a really funny movie. I think it definitely holds up. Rick Moranis as Dark Helmet is,
Lord,
of course,
Dark Helmet, yes,
classic. Mel Brooks himself as Yogurt.
And he's also President Scroob.
That's right. Doing double duty.
That's right.
So, great movie.
You know, and Bill Pullman plays Lone Star, the guy who is seated from a young Han Solo. Before he was the president in Independence Day, he saved the day in Spaceballs.
Yeah, so that's the second Bill Pullman, at least second Bill Pullman appearance on our current 2019-2020 schedule.
That's right. Another thing that I found out while researching this, R.L. Stein, who wrote the Goose books, the Goosebumps novels,
yeah,
he did a novelization of Spaceballs, apparently.
That's insane to me.
Yes, it is. Almost as insane as James Caan not being picked for this movie because he was too stuck in his addict world at the time.
Yeah, I think that Bill Pullman does a good job.
I think
with
Bill
it.
Pullman did a wonderful job.
Did a good job.
And it makes me laugh. So I hope it brings out a lot of you folks. January 10th and 11th, thanks again to our sponsor, Mark Hagen.
Yeah, and then following that, we traditionally do a Muppet movie around this time. And this year is no different. So we've got The Great Muppet Caper on January 17th and 18th.
Sponsored by St. Rose of Lima Catholic School. Side note. The Muppet series is a favorite of our events coordinator, Jamie Schultz.
Boy, I wish hour where you people seeing this for the first time.
This is the second one in the series, I believe.
That's right. Second full-length feature. That's right. From 1981.
It's got the old Muppet gang going all the way to merry old England to solve a caper, a jewel heist, I believe.
I think it's the baseball diamond is what was stolen, and they have to write a story about who stole the baseball diamond.
Yeah, I've never seen this one. I actually haven't seen, I don't think, really any of the Muppet movies. I grew up on the Muppet Babies. So that was my exposure to the Muppets in animated form.
So the third Muppet feature is where you really jump on board with the Muppets here.
I guess. I don't even know which one that is.
Muppets Take Manhattan.
Oh, sure. I think I've actually seen that one. I don't think I've seen the others. But
we're talking about the Great Muppet Caper here. Miss Piggy rides a motorbike. She and Kermit fall in love again.
How does she handle the pedals?
It doesn't matter. It's Muppets.
Okay. This one does have Diana Rigg from the Avengers, but not that Avengers.
Right. The old Avengers. And she was also a Bond girl, if I remember right.
Yes. I forget which one, but she was definitely in one. And if you want to watch the old Avengers, an old British TV series, do not watch the 1990s film remake, which has Uma Thurman, another guy, and Sean Connery in it. That's not a good movie.
Huh.
But The Great Muppet Caper is supposed to be a really fun movie.
I enjoy this. I like the Muppets. I've always been a fan ever since the TV show and ever since. It makes me smile. Almost as much as knowing that the optional titles when they were working on this movie, one was Muppet Mania. Another one was A Froggy Day in London.
Don't like that at all.
And the big miss that they really should have gone with, if you ask me, was the Rocky Muppet Picture Show.
I do like that.
I'd totally come and see that every midnight.
I don't think I'd be expecting a diamond heist mystery if I was coming to see that, though. But it's a good title.
No, but Rocky Muppet Picture Show.
They could still make that.
I think they should. What if they did the Rocky Horror Picture Show, but with Muppets?
Absolutely.
Kermit as Dr. Frankenfurter?
Sure. Yeah, I could see that going a couple different ways, but there's definitely a market for that.
And in true Muppet fashion, there are a ton of cameos in this film, if you guys watch. Of course, you'll see Jim Henson somewhere in there, and you'll see Frank Oz as well, both. But also John Cleese and Peter Falk.
Columbo himself.
That's right. Dating the movie to 1981 again, of course. All of the actors and characters are from that time period. So
wonderful.
Be on the lookout for The Great Muppet Caper and all of its cameos. But after that,
you've got one of the great movie epics of the early 2000s. And that
I would say that great movie epics.
Period.
Period.
Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers. Actually, my favorite of the Lord of the Rings movies, of any of the J.R.R. Tolkien movies, is this one.
Oh, I go for the second or the third one myself.
But there's some good in this world, Mr. Frodo. And it's worth fighting for.
Well, we can talk about that one later.
We'll
but
talk about that.
The Two Towers, first I just loaded all close to 3 hours of that. The film just got delivered right before this podcast. It's in,
that's a lot of film. That's three, a lot of reels.
Three cans worth. A lot of reels. Very heavy.
120 pounds of film. And that's not cheap to ship, people.
No, it is not cheap to ship. These film reels are heavy. They're expensive, but we love showing them to you on film. And this one is, of course, it's the middle part of the trilogy of The Lord of the Rings. So in the first one, you had Fellowship of the Ring, where they're kind of getting the band together, figuring out what's going on with this ring. Let's go talk to some elf people. Let's see what we got to do about it. Okay, we got to check in a volcano. Who's going to go? Okay, we got these guys. Let's do this. Now you move into the second film, they've split up a little bit. Some of them are going one direction. Some of them are going another direction. Some have been captured by orcs. You get a lot of fun time with Christopher Lee, the great Christopher Lee, playing Saruman, an evil wizard. And then you've got one of the great battle sequences of Helm's Deep, which is really well done, really fun, really epic, just great stuff all around. And it's a real treat. I think you can actually watch it even if you haven't seen the first one.
I would agree.
You'd lose a little bit of context, but they tell you a lot. There's a nice recap at the beginning, and it's really worth checking out even if you haven't seen the other ones. But it's one of the great fantasy films, period, great epics, period, really.
And I will tell you that at this time, we do not know if it's the extended cut or the theatrical cut.
Yes.
We have to check that yet.
So yeah.
Follow us on Facebook and we'll let you know as soon as we know.
Yeah, last year with Fellowship, when it arrived, we had just, booked Fellowship of the Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring. And they sent us the extended cut version.
Which was awesome.
Which is awesome and adds a little bit of time to it. But very cool to be able to see all of that in the theater. I think last year's print was also really nice, too.
It was a gorgeous print, yeah.
So
it was a very nice print. This movie's so I don't know, it's just a great film. It received 2 Oscars and 4 nominations, including Best Picture, though it did not win Best Picture, but it did get 2 Oscar nods itself. Elijah Wood, Ian McKellen, Viggo Mortensen. The great Christopher Lee, I thought this was really cool. Every year, he read The Lord of the Rings once a year until his death in 2015.
Yeah.
And he was the only member of the cast to have actually met Tolkien.
Yeah. Christopher Lee has just had an amazing life, and he's a really fascinating actor.
He did the Hammer horror films?
Yes, which I would love to show sometime. And secretly, Rob likes some of the Hammer horror films, so bug him about showing some of the Hammer horror films, Dracula's, because he might be convinced.
Okay.
And I would like that convincing.
Yeah, he was also in Star Wars trilogy for the second wave of Star Wars trilogy, the early thousands.
Count
Late
Dooku.
90s, I guess, yes. And then Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. Also, another Bond guy. He was the man with the golden gun.
That's right. You are correct. So a lot of neat things about Lord of the Rings. It is a long movie, rated PG-13. Be ready to come and have a couple of extra popcorn buckets because it's 3 hours or more, depending on which cut we got. We're not too sure. But another thing I liked about this whole trilogy is that all 3 movies were shot simultaneously, so they could keep everybody in character and keep them going, keep that clan together. So that was really nice. And you already mentioned Helm's Deep. Do you know how long that took to film?
Probably a long time.
It took 4 months to film Helm's Deep.
Yeah, which it's a really interesting one too, because it's such a mixture of CG with like the large scale battle sequences, which were really innovatively done. And unlike a lot of CG stuff, it still holds up today, I think. Mm-hmm. But then also a lot of really crazy practical stunts and effects work in the dark, in what look like very rain slick surfaces, people jumping off of ladders and doing crazy stuff. And most importantly, besides all the stunt work and stuff like that, the story and the drama of it comes through. Like I still get, emotional, like at the end when cool stuff happens that I'm not going to spoil, but it's got a really cool kind of dramatic climax that I think is, it's just great. It's just really well done and put together. Peter Jackson did a tremendous job kind of combining all the different types of filmmaking that you need to do that kind of thing.
You know, when you think about literary pieces put to film, I don't know if they could ever outdo this one.
Yeah.
The cartoon was cute in the 70s. I mean, that was cool.
Yeah.
This destroys it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely destroys it. So people always ask, are you going to show the third one? What are you going to do the third one? I was like, well, I can't tell you yet. I don't know yet. But if you come to a special event in February, maybe you'll find out yes or no.
Are you talking about the screening of Pretty Woman, part of our Women in Wine series?
No, I'm not. But you will know what we're going to do at the sponsorship party on February 1st.
Oh, my.
Where we unveil the next series of movies. We ask for a whole bunch of people to come in, donate a little money, have their names attached to the films. We feed you a lot of food. We give you a lot of drink. We give you a good time, all for $25.
Yeah, so the sponsorship party is our annual fundraiser. It's our biggest source of fundraising for the year, bar none. And if you've ever wondered all those people who, so-and-so's the movie sponsor, so-and-so's the backstage sponsor that gets announced from the stage, they give us the prizes, they sponsor the concessions, all of that. That's all handled through the sponsorship party, or 99% of it is at least. Everything's put up to an auction, and it's a really good time. This year, the theme is the great outdoors. It's not a formal event at all. A lot of times people will come in costume.
Yeah, in costume for great outdoors? I don't know. Camping stuff.
Come in shorts in the middle of February, or at the very beginning of February.
Yeah, I mean, it's might as well today, right?
Well, it's been 50, 60 degrees out, so maybe that'll continue. But, I think we're having food from the Weber Grill, you'll have some nice burgers.
They'll be grilling on site.
Are we doing s'mores? Because I know we talked about that and I can't remember.
I would probably assume so.
We may or may not have s'mores.
You'll have to find out at the party.
Probably will, question mark.
But we'll have burgers, and I think there's some chicken and some vegetarian options as well. So a lot of different types of food to fill your bellies and get ready for a nice night of sing-along camp songs, which I hope don't happen.
Yeah, me too.
Because then I would have to sing and my voice is annoying enough on this podcast.
Do you really enjoy, because in my day, the popular camp song was Good Riddance by Green Day, which is a song that I personally detest and would like to never hear again. But it was probably different in your day.
Yes, I went to Boy Scout camp and we did not sing
You didn't sing pop standards
sing,
of the day?
We didn't sing pop standards.
We'd have a lot of, what's that group? Violent Femmes.
Oh, well, Violent Femmes were...
Which I like.
When I was in Cub Scouts and Boy Scouts, but...
We're yeah, playing we at camp.
We didn't sing them at Cub Scout camp, Boy Scout camp.
You can hear all these and many of our other camping memories at the sponsorship party. But for real, it really is a massive fundraiser. It's a huge way to support. If you can't come, but you're interested in bidding, you can actually bid remotely. It's all through the software thing. If you call into the office, I personally probably will get you registered for that. If you want to bid remotely and just check things out, that's definitely possible.
So the deal with the sponsorship party is the money raised keeps our doors open. Your donations help keep our doors open, the membership to keep our doors open, but the sponsorship party is what pays for our movie rights, pays for the shipping, the advertising, our projectionist to show the film, everything from popcorn buckets to soda cups. Anything you can think of that costs us money, the sponsorship party helps keep those funds low, or helps keep the donations coming in so that we can pay for all of this stuff. And then on top of that, it helps us keep ticket prices affordable. So... it's very important for us. We've been doing the sponsorship party since we took over the theater. It's gotten bigger every year. It's sold out the last 2 years. It probably will sell out again this year. It is a 21 and over event, but that's because we give you beer and wine included in your ticket.
Yeah. And I'll say for a lot of these sponsorships, there's a good mixture of folks who sponsor something because they think it's cool and they just want to sponsor something. We love that. If you are a small business owner or part of an organization and you're wondering how to show community support or get a bit of advertising, a lot of those folks find this is a very good avenue for that as well. So it's, you know, sponsorship's pretty much for everybody, however you'd want to do it, but definitely think about that. Definitely come on in. If you've got any questions, give us a call. And again, you can come to the party. If you can't come to the party, you can bid remotely. But yeah, every bit helps with this thing. It's a huge fundraiser for us, and it is a really good time. So
I've enjoyed myself. This will be the 12th one that I've attended.
Oh, my.
I know. Crazy.
Every year it gets bigger and better.
Bigger and better every single year. We've got a great promotional video that we'll show that night, revealing the series and some goofiness that we've filmed already on that. You can get your tickets at historicartcrafttheater.org, or you can call the box office at 317-736-6823 and talk to George directly, or just walk in and say hi to him.
Yeah, please do.
Or me. I probably won't be in there, but it'll be George.
I can direct you to Dave's office and have you just bust in there and move all of his stuff around because I've got keys to it.
Thanks, George.
Sure. Always happy to help.
I don't have any more notes.
Yeah, that wraps up January for us. Happy New Year to all you people out there listening live in Radio Land. And
George, what's the thing you're looking forward to the most at the theater this month?
Hands down, Lord of the Rings, Two Towers. It's, like I said, my favorite of the trilogy. I think it's just a great movie. And it's one that... when it pops up on TV, I'll just sit down and watch it anytime. It's great.
I'll agree with you, but I'm also looking forward to the sponsor party. I think it's a lot of fun. Get to see a lot of people face-to-face. Smile a lot.
Yeah.
But Lord of the Rings has more blood and guts.
Well, we don't know that yet.
That's right.
Anything can happen at the sponsorship party. Also, that's happening in February, so I wasn't really thinking about it for this month. But
fine. Lord of the Rings, Spaceballs, Great Muppet Caper. Not in that order, but we hope to see you here.
Hope to see you here.
Thanks again.